はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京、ヨシです。
Peter here. Survival phrases number 36, as always brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. All right, we are finally back with part 2 of the bus. Now, a few weeks ago, maybe actually a month ago, we promised you a scenario of a person looking for the bus, finding the bus, getting the right bus, getting off at the right place, and paying accordingly. So we promised you this conversation, but things came up. There were other things going on in Japan that we had to give precedence to, but now we're ready. So today we have a conversation for you. There's going to be a lot of people in this episode. We have Yoshi-san, Haruyo-san in the conversation. Then after the conversation, Chigusa and I are going to break down the dialogue for you. We're going to walk through everything. So it's going to be a long lesson. So in the following conversations, as we said, it's a scenario. There's one tourist looking for the bus. She's going to find the bus, try to get the right bus, then get off at the desired destination. So Haruyo-san will be playing the part of tourist. And Yoshi-san will be playing four other characters. After this, we're going to go through the whole conversation, break it down line by line, and dissect what we just said. As always, we're going to go one time fast, one time slow, then one time with the translation. Listen, see what you can pick up. And remember, we're going to go through it nice and slow when we're done. All right, so let's get into today's conversation. Here we go.
すみません、バス停を探しているんですが。
このアパートの反対側にありますよ。
ありがとうございます。すみません、このバスは池袋に行きますか？
いいえ、この次のバスに乗ってください。
はい、ありがとうございます。
次は池袋でございます。
すみません、次はどこですか？
次は池袋です。
ありがとうございます。すみません、千円札でも大丈夫ですか？
はい、お札をここに入れてください。200円と乗車券をここに入れてください。
ありがとうございました。
ご乗車ありがとうございました。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
すみません。バス停を探しているんですが。
このアパートの反対側にありますよ。
ありがとうございます。すみません。このバスは池袋に行きますか？
いいえ。この次のバスに乗ってください。
はい。ありがとうございます。
次は池袋でございます。
すみません。次はどこですか？
次は池袋です。
ありがとうございます。すみません。千円札でも大丈夫ですか？
はい。お札をここに入れてください。200円と乗車券をここに入れてください。
ありがとうございました。
ご乗車ありがとうございました。次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
すみません。
Excuse me.
バス停を探しているんですが。
I'm looking for a bus stop.
このアパートの反対側にありますよ。
It's on the other side of this building.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you.
すみません。
Excuse me.
このバスは池袋に行きますか？
Will this bus go to 池袋?
いいえ。
No.
この次のバスに乗ってください。
Please take the next bus.
はい、ありがとうございます。
Okay. Thank you.
次は池袋でございます。
The next stop is 池袋。
すみません。
Excuse me.
次はどこですか?
What's next?
次は池袋です。
Next is 池袋。
ありがとうございます。
Thank you.
すみません。
Excuse me.
千円札でも大丈夫ですか?
Is it all right to use a 1,000 yen bill?
はい。お札をここに入れてください。
Yes. Please put the bill in here.
200円と乗車券をここに入れてください。
Please put 200 yen and the bus ticket in here.
ありがとうございました。
Thank you.
ご乗車ありがとうございました。
Thank you for writing. Now to help us break down and dissect these conversations, here is Chigusa-san.
Chigusa です。
よろしくお願いします。Chigusa-san, can you give us the first sentence of the dialogue? Actually, the first two sentences of the dialogue.
すみません、バス停を探しているんですが。
As we established, excuse me is...
すみません。
Next we have...
バス停を探しているんですが。
What's the word for bus stop?
バス停。
And break that down.
バス停い。バス停。
This is marked by...
お。
Then we have the present progressive of the verb to search for, which is...
探している。
Can you give us the plain form, the dictionary form of this verb?
探す。
And the form we have it in now?
探している。
Can you break that down?
探している。探している。
This is followed by?
んですが。
Now this
ん
is actually a contraction of?
の。
Followed by?
ですが。
The copula?
です。
Is in its polite form, and this is followed by
が,
which softens your request and lets the listener know that you're asking a question. I'm searching for a bus stop, and so this is actually a sentence, not a question, but the way it's asked, the formation lets the listener know that you want his help. You want a response from him. I'm looking for a bus stop. And this final
が,
Let's listener know that you haven't found one up until this point, and if he can help, you'd like his help. His response was,
このアパートの反対側にありますよ。
As we said in the translation, on the other side of this apartment. So, this particular person knew where a bus stop was. Let's break this down. First part of the sentence.
このアパート。
This apartment. The demonstrative we have,
この。
Followed by the word for apartment, which is,
アパート。
Can you break this down?
アパート。アパート。
This is followed by the possessive?
の。
Next we have?
反対側。
Opposite side. Chigusa-san, what's the word for opposite?
反対。
Break it down.
は、ん、た、い、反対。
And the word for side?
川。But when we combine it with something in front, it changes to 側.
For example, how do we say right side?
右側.
The word for right being?
右.
And the word for side?
側.
But put them together?
右側.
Left side?
左側.
And there are more examples like this. This is followed by particle marking a place.
に.
And last we have?
あります.
The verb to exist. For inanimate things. And in this case, the building is definitely inanimate. Followed by...
よ.
Now this sentence ending particle adds emphasis to what the speaker is saying. So give us the whole sentence one more time.
このアパートの反対側にありますよ.
It's on the opposite side of this building. Next we had...
ありがとうございます.
A very polite way to say thank you. We get to the bus stop, we're waiting, and it's always best to confirm that you're going the right way. Now, if there's someone else at the bus stop, you can ask them,
すみません、このバスは池袋に行きますか?
Excuse me, will this bus go to Ikebukuro? And again, the name, the previous Bus on Wheels survival phrases covers this. Again, it's just a place to change. Now, you can ask the person at the bus stop, or in our dialogue, once you get on the bus, you can ask the driver the same thing.
すみません、このバスは池袋に行きますか?
His answer was,
いえ。この次のバスに乗ってください。
No, please ride the next bus. Break down the word for no.
いいえ。いえ。いいえ。
And Chigusa-san, isn't there a shorter version too?
You can also say いえ。
One more time?
いえ。
Break that down?
いえ。いえ。
Now you'd probably hear this in more kind of casual situations.Depending on the bus driver, it's a very polite bus driver. He may make that extra effort to hit every syllable, but I think the further away you get from Tokyo or some of these big cities, once you get out to the countryside, kind of more casual it may become. So you may hear,
yeah.
Okay, followed by,
この次,
this next, followed by,
の,
the possessive particle, followed by,
バス,
this bus is next, the next bus.You may also hear this with trains, too. What's going to stay fixed, Chigusa-san?
この次の。
And if it's a train, what changes?
電車。
So give us the next bus one more time.
この次のバス。
And give us now the next train.
この次の電車。
Followed by particle used when you're boarding something.
2.
Followed by
乗ってください。
Please ride or please take. And again, we follow this with
はい、ありがとうございます。
Always want to be polite, right, Chigusa-san?
Right.
Okay, now we're on the bus and the bus driver says over the loudspeaker.
次は池袋に停まります。
Next, we're stopping at 池袋。Now, Chigusa-san, as we went over in previous lessons, what's the only thing that changes in this?
The name of the place.
And again, you can use this in trains also. If you didn't catch what the driver said, you can ask,
すみません、次はどこですか?
The little translation, excuse me, where is next? What's the next stop? Is how you should interpret it. Can you break it down?
次はどこですか?か?次はどこですか?
So, what's the word for next, Chigusa-san?
次
And this is marked by?
は
Then we have the interrogative for where?
どこ
Break that down.
どこ
Followed by the copula.
です
And finally we have?
か
Sentence ending particle marking that this is a question. Okay, the answer is?
次は池袋です
Next is 池袋 Same pattern as the last sentence. We have next?
次
Marked by?
は
And followed by?
池袋
The location?
です
And the copula Then again, always remember to be polite, we have?
ありがとうございます
Next we run into our problem, right Chigusa-san?
Right
What problem is that?
We don't have change
Yes, a common problem on the bus, right?
Right
So, how are we going to get this change?
We need to ask
All right And what do we have in the dialogue?
すみません、千円札でも大丈夫ですか?
Okay, first phrase, excuse me, is the same. Then we had, can you break it down for us?
千円札
Hang on one second. This is?
1,000 yen bill.
Give us the word for 1,000.
千
The word for Japanese yen?
円
Notice how there's no Y in there. One more time.
円
Break that down.
円 円
And give us 1,000 yen.
千円
Break it down.
千円
Then the word for bill.
札札札
This was followed by?
でも
Now, the grammar is well beyond the scope of this lesson, but in this context, it means even if. So even if it's a 1,000 yen bill,
大丈夫ですか?
Is it all right? The word for all right being?
大丈夫
Break that down.
大丈夫、大丈夫。
Followed by?
ですか?
Making this into a question. Now, Chigusa-san, in Japan, how many bills are there? Or, well, maybe I should rephrase this because there's probably some people really knowledgeable about Japan out there. So, how many bills are there in circulation now that an everyday person would come into contact with?
4.
And they are?
千円札。
1,000 yen bill. Next we have?
2,000 円札
Break this down.
2,000 円札 2,000 円札
Everything in there is the same as the 1,000 yen bill except for one thing. What's that?
You add 2 at the beginning.
And this makes it into?
2,000 円札
Which is?
2,000 yen bill.
Now these aren't as common in Japan because they were introduced just a few years ago.
Right.
Next we have?
5,000 円札
Now, listen one more time.
5,000 円札
Chigusa-san, one more time please.
5,000 円札
Now, there's only one thing different about this too. That is?
5
In the front. This makes it?
5,000 円札
5,000 yen bill. And last we have?
1万円札
Break this down.
1万円札1万円札
Now let's take out the word for bill, which is?
札
And the word for yen, which is?
円
And we have for 10,000?
1万
10,000 yen bill. So again, interchangeable with any of these. So these are just the four bills you'll come across with. Piece of cake. Next we have?
お札をここに入れてください
Please put the bill in here. Give us the sentence one more time.
お札をここに入れてください
First part, break it down.
お札
Now the word for bill is?
札
But you said...
お札。
Why do we add the prefix O to it?
In normal speaking language, we don't quite say 札. We add O to make it a little more polite, and that's the common phrase.
Okay, there it is. The O prefix, which is attached to other things such as...
お金。
Money.
お寿司。
Sushi is sometimes added to things to make it more polite. This is followed by...
お。
Marking it. Next we have...
ここに。
ここ meaning here. に will be the indicating particle. Then we have...
入れてください。
Please put it in. All right. Then the money is changed. And the driver says...
200円と乗車券をここに入れてください。
First part, how much money was that?
200円。
200 yen. Break this down.
200円。
And if it was 300 yen?
300円。
400 yen?
400円。
500 yen?
500円。
600 yen?
600円。
700 yen?
700円。
800?
800円。
900?
900円。
Next we have...
と。
And...
乗車券。
Bus ticket. Now remember, when you first board the bus, you take this on most buses. Or maybe if it's the first stop, you won't take one. But if you ride the bus not from the first location, you'll have to take a ticket. And when you get off the bus, you're required to put this ticket in along with the money. Again, this ticket has a number that corresponds to the amount of money you're required to pay when you get off the bus. So you take these two things together and you put them in the top. The driver, here he's pointing to where you're supposed to put the money and the ticket. And again, we have the same expression.
お.
Object marker, followed by same expression as in the last sentence.
ここに入れてください。
Please put it in here. With please put being...
入れてください。
And here being...
ここ。
And に is the marking particle for ここ。Then, always be polite before you get off the bus.
ありがとうございます。
Now, on our website, we'll have some more tips and things about buses and special deals. So stop by JapanesePod101.com. Now, one of the best deals they have going is called a bus card. Chigusa, how do you say that?
Bus card.
Bus card. Break it down.
Bus card. Bus card.
These cards are prepaid cards, but in purchasing one, you get a really good value. If you buy a 1,000 yen card... you get 1,100 yen worth of travel. That's 10%. I don't know about you, but my portfolio, my stock portfolio nowadays, isn't even doing 10%. So if you want to get one of these, if you're going to be using the bus more than once, you might want to get one of these. And if you have one, you can actually use it to pay for two or more people, which would work out really well. If the card runs out of money, you can always put in cash to make up for the balance. Now, Chikusa-san, we covered this last week. What's the phrase if you want to pay for two people?
2人分お願いします。
You can do the same thing with the bus card. When you're going to pay, you can ask the driver, do you have bus cards? Which is?
バスカードはありますか?
One more time slowly.
バスカードはありますか?
And if he doesn't have it, he will say,
ございません。
Which is the extremely polite way to say there isn't any. If he has them, he'll usually have them in denominations of 1,000, 2,000, and 5,000, coinciding with the bills. They are?
1000 yen card.
1000 yen card.
2000 yen card.
2000 yen card.
5000 yen card.
5000 yen card. You can buy one by saying, for example, in the case of a 1000 yen card.
1000 yen card お願いします。
Once you get the card, you can use it to pay for, say, two people.
2人分お願いします。
He'll set the machine to take payment for two, put the card in, pops right out. And this is a very convenient and cost-effective way to pay for traveling on the bus. Whew, what a long lesson. All right, with that said, enjoy your bus riding and stop by JapanesePod101.com for more on this.
またね!